We're just used to it every morning, you look at the sun. Yeah.
Would you like to watch?
You all right?
Just still up.
I'm still up here. Tomorrow, I'm supposed to do something very interesting, and this is just a preliminary of that something. There's a group of devotees in the New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia area that have started a, I forget what they call it, they can call it youth. Anyway, it's young people that are in their 20s, from 20 to 30, and they're starting a little pilot project, an experiment, where they have like a support group, spiritual support group. You got a name for it, what they call it. I'm supposed to be like one of their persons who they want to hold themselves accountable to. And their arrangement is, this is something they came up with, that this, you know, they're really like organize this thing like it was just kind of organized. The whole, you know, set of procedures and like goals and objectives and mission statement, the whole deal. And there's so many men and so many women, and each man has a partner, it's like, you know, like a support partner. They're gonna do certain things together, check on their chanting and their practices and their reading, and then follow the 3 month thing. Each month has a theme. This month is association, next month is chanting, the third month I forget. And I'm supposed to kick the ball onto the field tomorrow night. With a conference call with 30 people on the call, each with a pilot effort of helping one another stay fixed in the practices. And they want me to speak about association. So they said anything you want us to have as handouts, please forward it. So I did. This is Shikshamrita on association with devotees, with four headings. The purpose of association: cooperation, appreciation, and competition. Criticism among devotees and leading association of devotees. So I thought I would just kind of, because this just landed to me as we're going out the door. And I haven't pre-read any of this, so I thought I could just read some of it and just see where it takes us. I read a couple of the little passages, and the devotees that did this work, here's how it was done. Shikshamrita is in a hardbound book, but when they made the book, it was before there was this, you know, the digital thing today. So they didn't have digital copies. So the devotees studies had to go through and scan every page, and then with some kind of a technology that allows you to redo it again, like you can move things around, so you can end up with a digital version. And without diacritics and so on, it was tedious. But they said by going through not only this one, but they go like 8 chapters.
No.
Chanting. We chose ones that were for our leaders. So GBC, managing the temple, distributing books, and things like that. So association with devotees. What are things that devotees need to do? So I'll just read the first page and see what happens. This is from 1968. I think these are chronological. These are all 68. Starting with Prabhupada's letter to Yadu Nandana. The tendency for solitude is a kind of reaction to our past material activities. If solitude is not very good for a neophyte, Maya is always trying to attack us, and as soon as she finds some opportunity, she tries to inflict her poisonous effects. And in bold print, the best thing is therefore not to seek solitude in the beginning, but remain in the midst of pure devotees, so that even there is attack of Maya, their association will protect us. If you are, however, always busy in the matter of preaching work, that is very nice. But to remain alone in a solitary place for a new man is not advisable. Next letter is April 1968. Prabhupada writing to Satsarupa. Yes. Every one of us should be ideal to the other, so everyone can get impetus to make progress more and more. Letter to Sabal, July 1968. The business of Krishna conscious persons is to enjoy by mutual association on the basis of understanding Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So when you become three together, you should utilize your time by discussing on Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna. Even if you do not get some job, Krishna will not put you into difficulty. But try to get some job and work for the improvement of the temple. And whenever there is opportunity, try to chant in public parks and collect some money for the gathering. And surely Krishna will help you in spreading the sublime gospel of Krishna consciousness. Here's a very interesting letter, September of 68. Prabhupada is writing to a disciple, our relationship is eternal. But if someone lags behind, so in spite of our eternal relationship, one may not meet others at the destination. Just like a flock of birds, although they very intimately are related, every one of them has to fly in the sky by individual strength. If one is less strong in Krishna consciousness, there is no doubt you can fly in the spiritual sky and meet together without failure. Excuse me, I got distracted. If one is less strong than others, cannot keep him in the sky. That is a law of nature. So long every one of us is strong in Krishna consciousness, there is no doubt. You can fly in the spiritual sky and meet together without failure. Therefore, individual strength is most important, and that individual strength is achieved in the association of devotees also. So you can make your own judgment. That's the end of the book. Regarding your question about living alone. Living alone is a general tendency for a person who wants to get disassociated with materialistic forces. What is also recommended by the Swamis in their instructions is better to remain alone than mixed with materialistic persons, but this is not applicable when we have the opportunity to get the association of your devotees. Our program is negative and positive simultaneously. We want to negate the materialistic side and make positive the spiritual side. It's not one-sided. If you have no positive standing, negating only will make you successful. Therefore, it's better to remain positively within the society of pure devotees. One should not entertain great personalities like Haridas Thakur, but one should try to see how much taste he has developed for chanting so that one can remain alone simply being engaged in chanting. If one can remain alone simply being engaged in chanting, that is very good. Like Haridas Thakur, that it is difficult also. For a conditioned soul, in conditioned life, it is very difficult to concentrate the mind on chanting, absolutely. Better to be engaged in preaching work that will make one gradually successful. Besides that, when we are actually engaged in preaching work, we gradually acquire a spiritual strength without failure. Just read the highlights. By association with pure devotees or devotees, we can become purified of our acquired bad habits. Prabhupada Bhavananda, in January 71. Your winter schedule is very nice. I was in the temple, I remember. I'm so glad to hear that temple worship is going on nicely and that you have made a program for discussing all of our books. Such group discussion of sensitive topics is so much potent and all should participate. Understand the subject matter from different angles of vision and be always discussing it with your God brothers. purpose of association is an opportunity to serve. Purpose of association is to discuss spiritual topics together so that we can consider from different angles of vision together. Purpose of association is to protect us from attacks from Maya. In our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition particularly, spiritual topics are meant for, to understand them, they're meant to be discussed in association. Like, in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada instituted, trained the devotees recently, or somewhat, and by his giving classes, he started the Yastagoshti program. The Yastagoshti program was not what they become. What they become is, okay, we have to work out who's going to do what for Rath Yatra, or we got a problem with serving prasadam, what are we going to do? That's, you know, like working out logistics, and so what Yastagoshti has become in our temples. But the original idea of Yastagoshti was, rather than someone giving class and everyone listening and questions, that format, it was more discussion things. So, what have you been reading, and what things that you want, that you understand, and to structure something that's good for the devotees to do informally. When you sit down to take prasadam together, or whatever it is to do together. And it's a very nice thing to right away begin discussing, even if you have something practical to work out, it's a nice idea that this practice can be done in the temple or wherever. Some just sharing of some philosophical, at least some format where, like Bhakti Dirksha is like that, format where it's discussion based. I just read something in the purport of Prabhupada was speaking something to the effect that without association of devotees we wouldn't have the Krishna consciousness. Something to that effect. And it's one of those things, you see, if a devotee is somehow slipping from association of devotees, we know what that means. We can't, we're losing the Krishna consciousness. And we should try to help them stay in the association of devotees. Of course, some persons, like being felt by the speaking to disciples who wanted to be alone. Solitude is not good. We have a nice example in our temple of the Serbian devotees. They stick together. And even, you know, sharing with some of them, they've been in situations where the temples have not been so strong. But by sticking together, they can maintain their Krishna consciousness nicely. It's certainly nourishing to be in a strong Krishna conscious environment. Then you can get Krishna consciousness and stay and become even stronger. spend some more time just spinning out on association, but I think the nice thing to do would be to go around the room. And express something that maybe give you a little menu, like something that when you think of association, something that Prabhupada said about association that really inspired you, or some realization that you've had about the value of association, or what you've seen when devotees are without association, like I shared something. Right, would you like to volunteer? We're going to go around.
I have experienced that the best way how to associate is to doing together some service. If you are together engaged, then this is the best way of association. Any other kind for some material purpose or talking something which are not connected with spiritual beings, then this association cannot stay for long. So, whatever we are doing during the day, everything was meant for one purpose, to book distribution. Whether we are preparing prasada, buying the boga, or traveling, driving, whatever, everything was meant for one goal, one purpose, how to distribute more books in a better way, how to please Guru and Srila Prabhupada. So, and it's very sweet. But sometimes we associate and we are not in traveling with maybe in temple, it has no such sweetness and such potency like we are directly engaging in the mission. So this is my realization. Everything is lower than only in the traveling then.
You like traveling sanctified?
Oh, that was nice. But also it's very important, I like this point to discuss about the spiritual topics. It's much more potent than just reading alone. Of course we can read something, but then it's good to discuss with others. Because there are so many different points we can discuss.
Yeah.
And it stay in our mind and in the heart.
Yeah.
So many points. That we need association.
Yeah.
And especially with some devotees whom you can trust. Just like now, today we also had a discussion about this nectar instruction. So many questions. Alone we will never get such ideas, but when we are together there's so many different ideas. I couldn't believe some points.
The value of association, quotes or realizations or appreciations.
Along the lines of something like you said, speaking to actually Jagannath Prabhu, and I think we might have heard it from Krishna somewhere, but something about how different people put different pieces of the puzzle together kind of when you're reading or discussing a topic. And my thoughts about it are that we all have different things that we can't really see or understand because of some filter or whatever we have when we're reading and hearing. But then when we get together, and whether it's discussing like an issue or a question that we have, or if it's just discussing the topic in general, like we all have some limitations to what we can see, and but when we put them together, we can kind of help each other overcome that. And that can be just like in a casual situation or in a more personal situation where it helps us actually overcome like some block in our devotional life. And I was hearing something this morning about hearing about the beginning of chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita. And the person is saying to listen, hear attentively and
touch
and
know.
And you can understand the thing if you can hear attentively or if you can hear properly. And that's what we were hearing this discuss. And how it's important to hear from devotees and in the association of devotees. And I don't think that this was specifically stated, but my personal thing about it was that it's through hearing we're supposed to be developing a personal relationship with Krishna. It's not just like trying to understand some theoretical things and then somebody else understands some more theory. It's like we're at different levels in our ability to even absorb like a personal conception or having experience with relationships or that kind of thing. And so for me, like, that's been a really big thing association has helped with is people who have a more personal just outlook on Krishna consciousness, having them bring in their heartfelt thoughts and experiences and all that kind of their take on it helps me to kind of move more in a personal direction. So for me, association is really important in that way because people's hearts are in different places, I guess, and they can share things that I couldn't see otherwise.
I heard so many things from what you just said. But to summarize that, it's association helps to see different pieces of the puzzle. Association helps to experience the personal nature of Krishna and the personal nature of the teaching that Krishna is giving. Helps you see beyond your filters. Helps you appreciate the value of relationships in general, and relationship to Krishna in particular.
I like your point very much about Bhakta Vriksha actually seeing that as an istagosti and not really part of it with that play. I've been to Bhakta Vrikshas before and in the beginning of my Krishna consciousness was speaking. But I never really liked those at that time. I didn't like Bhakta Vriksha because I wanted to kind of hear from a speaker. I was like, why should I hear from somebody who is not up there or something? But then slowly as I progressed, I kept on coming to Bhakta Vriksha. I started regularly. And I slowly started absorbing, the practical points that people, the realizations especially. It was very wonderful. It would be very interesting, after the kirtan and everything, suddenly somebody would be inspired and they would share something, and that would trigger something, and that would trigger something, so. And then, having all these devotees say something, I would immediately get I'm not doing that. So that devotee shared that, and yes, I'm not doing it, I can improve that. So it's a very nice way of improving myself instead of somebody saying, you need to improve in this area. Somebody sharing realization, I'm like, oh, okay. It's an easy way for me to improve, actually. That's one thing at least. And it's very, I don't want to say homely, but it's a very nice atmosphere for, at least senior devotees to share their relationship, and it's easy for me to absorb it. It's not that I have to listen one-on-one, so it's very nice in that manner. So I like that a lot. And, the way I realized that I was actually missing Bhakti Vriksha was when I could not go to Bhakti Vriksha for one of the weeks, it was like, you know, it was almost like, I'm never going to have Bhakti Vriksha again. I'm starting to lose it already. Let's have some Bhakti Vriksha, say no on this. So,
application, realization. It's a nice thing about association, the appreciation of the value of it. When it's absent, one can appreciate, oh, how valuable it is. And the format of Ishtagosti or discussing spiritual topics enhances our appreciation of how deep devotees really are. There's someone that's speaking, but the individual devotees are very deep. Mm-hmm. And you don't get to know that unless there's sharing. And so a comment, application-wise, maybe it'll come out throughout the whole discussion, but all the more reason why, aside from structured things, the unstructured opportunities we have to associate, good to go to spiritual topics right away and learn those topics. I'll just share, when we were having, because we couldn't figure out in everybody's schedule how to do it otherwise, we had some important things to discuss. We ended up discussing the Sringa Chaturdasi, like a conference call, a group of devotees. And three persons separately brought out some very nice, one was some purport, verse and purport from 5th Canto Bhagavatam, Prahlad's prayers. And somebody else, some nice pictures from Mayapur, their Abhishek, from the Shankaracharya, that they would share it with us, and they did. Very, very beautiful photographs. Just, you know, in the course even of doing, you know, practical stuff, just to be in the mindset of sharing Krishna conscious understandings and realizations and how we apply them. As you said, it makes it, that's it. There's the practical, but the spiritual discussions is practical for inspiring us and keeping us in the right Krishna consciousness. Okay, Kirtidan, you're next. Association of devotees, what is it? What's, what does it mean to you?
To me, it means everything, Maharaj. Because I've had so many times in my life, especially in my business, where I have not taken association with devotees. And if I look at my life from then, and now I have some association with devotees, and there's such a huge difference in my consciousness, in my actions, in how enthusiastic I am about Krishna consciousness. And I just see that without association with devotees, it's so easy for my mind to say, oh, it's okay to do this, or it's okay to associate with that person, even though they have no inkling of Krishna consciousness or any inkling of spirituality. It's okay to go here and do this, and it's not, because if you have association with devotees, they remind you of your vows, and they remind you of your practice. And if you can reveal your mind to devotees, then they can help work through your challenges that you have and inspire you in getting through your challenges. And I have seen both sides of the picture for myself, because there have been times when I've gone through challenges and not taken association with devotees. And I can see how I've gone through those challenges and not come out of them well. But then in taking association with devotees, going through challenges in my life and coming out more ahead or more Krishna conscious or depending on Krishna.
So protection and strength. From association. Okay. You're next in our circle here.
Maharaj, I don't, you know, I'm not very versed in the details of Krishna consciousness or particular rituals or systems. I myself myself spend a lot of time alone and not in the midst of much congregational activity. But in my lifetime, I've spent a lot of time with different people in different circumstances, and I know the strength that positive association brings as far as increasing your ability to handle vortexes, you know, things that come at you, pull and tug on you, press you down, or even things that lift you up so high that you tend to condescend, you know. It's kind of like a self-leveling thing when you're in touch with other beings that are kind of like in your sphere. I think, you know, as we go through cycles of birth and death, how many of the times we deal with them as far as eternity, at some point, you know, association with other beings outside of yourself becomes a leveling mechanism, you know, keeps you, at least for myself, it, like I said, it helps me kind of gauge, you know, the environment I'm in, and in a way kind of helps me adjust myself to that particular situation and time and circumstance. As far as the detail of any particular system, like I say, I've not had much congregational activity. I've visited a lot of places, but I have not really settled down. I've crisscrossed the country as a performing artist. I've been in contact with thousands of people in situations, you know. And some of those situations, even in the midst of a large crowd, you can feel very connected, and even sometimes when you're, you know, alone, you know.
Well, some of these points that Prabhupada was making about both inclusive and exclusive, or when there's good association, take that. This is message, and when there isn't good association, being alone is a good idea. But the association of devotees that you have had, and when it's good quality association, is very uplifting, yes?
Most definitely. When I encounter positive people who are progressively building a certain level of consciousness, it's how you test your consciousness, it tends to inspire me to push forward, you know. I live in an environment, and I try to understand in the context of how you've been being the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, but as a melanated person, I live in a very adverse society. I've had to transmute a lot of energy. My association is one of the things that helps me deal with that issue of how to remain compassionate and in a place of ahimsa when there's disregard, you know, other things like that, to challenge your consciousness to not be associated with the body or a circumstance where you have to look at a bigger picture, something more eternal, you know, something more.
An association with good elevated souls helps that, right?
Most definitely, but even when I encounter some of the most caustic people, it allows me the opportunity to exercise certain spaces in myself, you know, like when I'm encountering some of the harshest, most critical activity, I have a choice at that point to lose my ahimsa and become belligerent and join in that vortex. So I tend to find that in all situations I'm in, you know, there's something I can pull out of it to push me forward, to help me go beyond it. It's more pleasant to be in association with positive people who are nurturing. You know, it feels better. It's like not ripping a band-aid off, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It feels better to be around positive people. I'm still, like I say, very new to, you know, synchronization of you know, as far as theological and culture, you know, I tend to just kind of flow through and try to pick up what positive I can and try to tolerably endure what negative I can and come out of the other side a better person.
Maybe it's just a simple message then is from that experience. I mean, you have to do your profession, but at the same time, from the experience you just relayed, when association opportunities are there, go for it, or even say it more and proactively. When you're not in it, you're not occupationally required to deal with negative energy or, you know, chaos energy. Plug in. Do the association work as you're, even as you move around. Because I kind of move around a little bit too. But like it just happened. I came from Detroit, and just, you know, somebody was asking some of the other fellow travelers, is this your home? Detroit, said, no, it's New York, I'm from Chicago. Just some, I'm from Chicago, you have a place there, yes, where is it? Just to orient people, even those, in it, like Rupesh, using, he's speaking to disciples, but even speaking to somebody that's just an appreciator of association, to connect people through association. Or connect people through mantra, or connect people through prasadam, or connect people to Krishna as you're moving about, and then you're getting association, you're being association. I wanted to see if somebody here, maybe break format a little bit. One of the things that I was appreciating as a theme that Prabhupada was saying here, because he's instructing disciples, so his instruction is the value of association with pure devotees. And, well, that sounds like Prabhupada's pointing to himself, but look at it in a different lens, and he's saying that we should be pure devotees. Or we should be good association for others. Like, you know, I was thinking that in Kirti Das book, that passing through challenges, then, you know, we're looking for good devotees to associate with. So we should, in being association, providing association, we should try to be those good devotees. Be that for one another. And it's not like, you know, as you were saying, somebody up there, but it's, you know, it's the fellows that you're with, they're good association. And we should try to become good association for those who we're with. Very important part. Seeking good association, but being good association. As a service, I mean, for our own spiritual advancement, but we're not salvationists. Not just, we want to get saved and see you guys later. But we want to be good association as a service to others. If we're thinking in terms of being a servant of the servant of the servant, then that's one of our duties. Become good association for others. You want to chime in on this, or you want to pass? Yeah. What does association of devotees mean for you?
Well, I'm really not in a position to speak on that.
Okay.
I feel blessed to be here and be a witness to this, and it helps me to better understand my friends, my devotees who are involved in this.
Okay.
So I appreciate that opportunity.
Okay.
I can only speak as an outsider and say any good association is good in that in the extent it provides a support system.
Uh-huh.
And that provides, as you were saying, with service, you have an opportunity to serve and in a way be served.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful exchange.
And there's a loving exchange.
Yeah.
The association of the devotees in the Kobe country, without it, I wouldn't be able to survive that family life. And, I haven't learned really how to associate with devotees. But when I tried, they come from my heart, and they showed me that's all I need to do. Come from my heart, and they pulled my hearts out, to explain things to me, and to give me guidance about how to be a strong devotee. And, I'm so slow. I'm so slow, but they make me feel comfortable, when it comes to learning, and it's no one else to talk to, except for the devotee.
Let me ask you a question. It sounds like, let's say there's association that you get when you go to the temple and you speak kirtan and deity worship and nice class. That's association. And there's another kind of association where you can sit down and have a heart-to-heart talk with somebody. That's another kind of association. So, there's one like grab you more than another or resonate more or seem to help more or both are valuable, or what's your feeling about that one? I'm asking you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, both are it's a spiritual, I guess I could say spiritual affair, when I'm chanting and singing with a devotee in the temple, it's a feeling I get that I can't, too much explain it, but it's so wonderful, and the heart-to-heart is, it helps me to, understand who I really am, as far as women and girls. And it just helps me to learn more about associating with the devotees and, trying to, it's hard for me to explain, but, it's so wonderful, it's so wonderful because when I'm out in the world, in the worldly things out there, I want to hurry up and run back, to the association of devotees because there's no one to talk to, spiritually. And, I just need that spiritual connection with the devotees.
I have a comment on that. What specifically related to why we're discussing this topic is this support group, peer support group, whatever they call it. Spiritual support group. These are young people that are young adults that are already they're going to a temple. Already they have their informal who they go to and talk to their friends. But they want to move it to another notch and like formalize it. Like commit to the group. Commit to the process, commit to a specific peer that's part of the process. It's a pilot project, but to see, the two things, the temple and the bonding with the friend, put some, consensus and share their ideas together. How is this going to help us become strong? Work through it, evaluate it afterwards. It's like very systematic. Let's see where it goes. Share it with you in the last time. Isn't it?
Yes. For me, association is, I can say it's, I don't know how to put the words together, but that's what I'm striving for, is to help be, maybe instrumental in creating some type of way that we can, to me, basically I can say that this to me is what we're doing here. It's normal. And everything else to me is abnormal. Everything I've experienced in life was taken away from me. Was taken away from me when I came to Christian passages. I spent 10 years living in the temple of Sun. I don't know how long. We fought every day. That was our association.
Let's not go back there.
Okay, I won't go back there. But I'm just saying those were some of the best times. We never struck one blow. But when we were there, all the guys that lived and came through that townhouse and went through our thing, it was devotee associated. It was Krishna's family dealing with whatever we had to deal with in our own private arena. Nobody ever. Some people did strike blows, and that was that. I never did. For me, association is a lot of different things. And I don't know, it ain't all public. So, look, what I'm striving for is association in the mode of goodness to start off with, not in the mode of passion and ignorance. The things I enjoy the most as far as association, I can't have it this way. Krishna says, no, you can't have it. I never associated with men in my life. I always associated with women, had one or two friends, that was it. All my association was with women. Lust. So, I don't really know too much about association as far as...
I have a recommendation for you. I will forward this to your wife, or to your email address. You can read it, read it or print it out, and here's Prabhupada's instructions. So, here's my recommendation. If you'd like to get instructions, here it is. Take it to the spiritual platform. Here's what association is. Then, read little bits of it, and take it in. That'll give you the direction. Actually, when we started this discussion, I was thinking specifically that there are instructions that Prabhupada has given about association that, when I think of association, that's what it is. It's Prabhupada's instructions and then living his instructions. I'll give an example. In Nectar of Instruction, he speaks about six types of loving exchanges and that he created the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to facilitate six types of loving exchanges. When that's association, Adati, Pati, Vrnati, Guryam, Akyati, Pachchati, Mokdai, Ojayate, Chava, Pitilim, Shati, Pitilim, Pitilim, Shati, Bakshanam, then instruction about sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy, lava matra sadhu sangha. The benefit of association is so valuable that we have to go out of our way to find it, go out of our way to receive it properly. If the scriptures are filled with instructions how to properly associate, how to properly receive good association. And this other topic of being a good association for other people. So,
I was thinking about you were asking about Chan Prabhu.
Yeah.
About two kinds of modernization.
Okay.
And both are important for me when I think. Like when I think of modernization, my mind goes to associating with devotees that are trying to develop love for Guru Krishna. And I have realized or you know it has been very helpful for me to be around those devotees. And like when I think of what my life used to be like you know when I first came to Krishna consciousness, trying to understand things by myself and it was not possible. And now that I'm trying to surround myself with devotees that are very loving and I see so much mercy.
You see the world and you see yourself in a different way. Oh, the other. Aaron said something to me, we see little pieces of the puzzle, not the whole thing, in association. Because we're all different, but there's essences that are similar, and association helps us appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah, more closely to the goal, to the association of those who are very compassionate can help us. In association. Yeah.
There are three things that I want to say about what I've heard from my what I feel the association is doing for me. The first thing that it did for me was to bring about a regulation in my daily sadhana and help me formulate a routine to not only formulate a routine and more importantly be fixed and steadfast in the routine, which was the first thing.
That was not there without association.
It used to be like that.
Oh,
but. Yeah, okay. Some days. So, I think it's the inspiration and motivation that I get from seeing other devotees that keeps me stubborn now, which was lacking before.
Okay.
So.
And you're experiencing benefit from that?
Yes, definitely. That's one thing. Second is something similar to what Prabhu shared, that I remember for my first phone discussion, which I joined, was on BG chapter 2, Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, which was on what is night for the materialistic day for the
introspective stage.
Yes. And I remember that I had read that verse myself. And it didn't make much sense to me when I read it by myself. But on Saturday morning when I read it with the devotees and everybody gave in their input of their understandings and their realizations on the verse, it was like as if layers and layers of meanings were revealed to me. And that was the first verse that I read with the association of devotees, and that's probably the verse which has left so much impact on me. And I think it's by my own self, with my own intelligence, I would not have ever comprehended what all does that verse say. It is only the heartfelt realization that you see in devotees, they share on the core group that I actually come to realize and understand what it means.
And the third thing?
At first, when I just started, all this was very overwhelming for me. There were different, I'll say different feelings for it, because sometimes I used to think that, oh, this particular devotee is so advanced and I'm just beginning. Oh, no, this particular devotee knows so much and is so realized, and I hardly can comprehend what he's saying, about, you know, to understand where he's coming from. So in the beginning, it was more an overwhelming state for me, that what should I do? And then later, you know, I disclosed this to my mentors, and they made me realize that I should make the most use of this association and feel myself to be fortunate to be given this chance to associate with such persons, and, you know, and that brought me to a comfort level where I can, you know, go ask questions and inquire that, oh, Prabhu, you shared this, what does that mean? And one of the recent is the Sadhu Sangha verse. I didn't understand the verse completely, and I went and asked my mentor, and he explained it very nicely, like, that Lava Matra means just a fraction, fraction of a second.
Yeah.
True association with a pure devotee can elevate you like anything. And so it's, the learning process has become like 10 times faster for me. And I take it in the right spirit now, that it's for my upliftment, and I should be fortunate. I should consider myself fortunate to be blessed with so much, so good and such warm devotees around.
Some similar comes from me earlier also, about being able to understand so much more easily through the medium of discussion and sharing. Just like opening the heart instead of being intellectual. Trying to figure it out. Krishna's mercy comes to play. We develop relationships as well. Appreciation. Okay.
I guess my realization with association is that it's definitely necessary and essential. And for me personally, it's like, I guess it's something that the realization I've had about it recently is that I focus more on what I think is lacking in association instead of trying to figure out what I can actually bring to the table personally. And so I've been really, really fighting that tendency. And another thing is...
How do you feel when you do it like that? You feel uncomfortable, right?
Oh, so and also, I know it's like a mantra for devotees to say, like, you know, I'm looking for someone who's like-minded, and I personally was one of those devotees who would always say that. And I also, my realization with that is just how limiting that is, because you're really missing out on so many different types of relationships. I'm thinking, oh, I want someone who, because I used to, earlier in my Krishna consciousness, most of my friends, we had like similar conditioning, you know, like punk rock kids and this and that, you know, we kind of grew up in Krishna consciousness together. And so then when you have all these different people adding them to the mix, it's kind of like, well, they're kind of not like what I'm into, you know, and I'm trying to break away from that, and which is really difficult, and just trying to see people, you know, I don't know, trying to see the heart of a devotee instead of, you know, adding some kind of material tinge to it and expecting, you know, I want to only associate with this type of devotee, or having certain, I don't know, just preconceived notions on what you think a particular relationship should be, instead of letting it kind of build on its own.
It's a very important. These are very important realizations.
Believe me,
you're working on
it. I'm one of the people who I think would kind of, the Timothy and Kirti, they could probably attest to this, would
would be in the mountain, like, by myself, like, chanting, you know what I mean? Like just kind of isolating myself. So it's like, it's the topic of association daily is on my mind, and how I personally am lacking, and how to kind of pull myself out of that.
From what you said. Well, one thing from what you said, and I have this burning question to ask you. What you experience when you chant in the temple in the mornings, as opposed to when you don't chant the temple in the mornings, that's the burning question for this, on the association. But for just like a one of these rule of thumb kind of things, those who want good association should be good association, and they'll get good association. Because being good association, not like we heard earlier, you know, like kind of arrogant or condescending, but in a mood of service to be a resource for another person, you know, like someone that another person can easily bond with, rather than looking for who are those persons I can bond with. Then mood of service. And then, voila, there's association. Good association. Now, you come as often as your schedule permits. Your schedule is always committed your whole life to chant in association as always in the temple, even though you're the only lady in the temple. So, can you describe that experience a little bit?
Oh, you mean more so being the only woman?
No, about being sitting in the back in the temple room and you're chanting, and what like the chanting with the devotees does for you. It's obviously you're getting something from it, because otherwise you stay at home.
I think it helps, keeps me focused and not distracted. To me it's kind of like, it's just like an energy thing, because I just feel like everyone in there is
doing the same thing.
Well, yeah, and just in trying.
Concentrating.
And I know it's, I don't know, it's just like, I guess it's like hard for me to articulate, but it's, it helps keep me definitely focused, and I'm kind of mindful. I don't know if I'm answering properly.
What inspires you and what you're feeling. You're inspired to do it because it's easier to stay at home than just to go somewhere.
Yeah.
But there's a reason. There's something that resonates. So, would you express it?
Yeah, I think it's just
I can say from my side, it's inspiring. It's inspiring to see you do that, like, wow. And it's also inspiring in another sense that we should really be a good example for persons, so more persons could come to the temple and feel, I want to chant japa and, you know, the kirtan.
Because to be honest, when I'm at home and I'm chanting, sometimes I fall asleep. Like honestly, like I'll be sitting and then I get really tired, and it's just kind of like it's just like the mind. It's just kind of like it gets restless. But when there's, I don't know, when there's other people there, or I have to jump walk in the morning, if I'm unable to make it to the temple. But in the association of others, it's like you said, it's inspiring and it's uplifting in my mind. I don't know, it's just definitely more focused than when I'm at home, because there's so many distractions.
There's one person that has been coming to the temple every morning for like 2 or 3 years, just long enough to go pay obeisances to Prabhupada, pay obeisances before the altar, say some prayers, and he goes. And I met him in Hyderabad. And because I know his father. And I asked him, why don't you is that if the circumstance presented itself, why don't you chant in the temple? Or is there, you come to the temple every morning and something must inspire you? I recommend you, you try some chanting in the temple with the devotees when you come in the morning. And it was kind of one of those, yes, Maharaj, that you knew that we wouldn't do it. But your that's just a comment about your coming inspires, that's at least for me, inspires, boy, we should be good association. So more people will come in. And, you know, being wanting to be good association invites good association. Back to the first comment.
There was a recent seminar in the temple about Vaishnava relationships.
Uh-huh.
And the point that was being made was that it's absolutely essential to have Vaishnava relationships to be in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, people just fall apart. When you cannot share your heart with some person, then usually people feel lonely and fall apart. That was one point that he was making, Jagmohan Maharaj was making. And that's how I understood it. And what I feel is that it's absolutely true, like in my case, because for a portion of time, I was very sure that the association of devotees have to come into Krishna consciousness. It was a short period of time, about 3 months or so, and then or a little more. But there was one person, who was my friend, and while I was chanting, I used to chant only 8 rounds, but I used to chant almost the entire evening because I was distracted and like. Instead of chanting in 1 hour, I used to chant like 3 hours or 3.5 hours. Those 8 rounds. I still do it, but so he came and like he was concerned about me just to see that I'm chanting the whole day. And he asked like, why are you chanting and wasting your time? Like that was very emphatic. And I saw that like within a period of 10 or 11 days I was chanting 8 rounds, it came to 6 to 4 to, like, it just went down. Yeah. And then, fortunately, a very nice arrangement was made in my life where I could have the association of devotees and move away from that association. And I didn't know that it was a very deliberate thing that was done in my life. I realized it after a very long time. But and then yeah, so it's very essential like to stay away from materialistic people and stay in the association of devotees both. But then another aspect that I have noticed is when there is disregard for devotees, automatically my chanting is done. Like, I can see it. Like, if I have some negative feeling towards a devotee, immediately my chanting is done. Like, it takes much longer to focus. And, so that's another aspect that you were sharing, with how we extend association. If the focus is on me, how we extend the other person. And very recently, I had two experiences very recently, like where one person, although very gentle, like said something and I was extremely hurt. And at the same time, like while I was with another devotee, the person said like, "Why are you so angry?" These are two different people, but they were expressing it. So what I was thinking about is the it's not the externals that matter when we're extending ourselves. Like it's not like aren't being polite to the devotee or something, but it's the mood or the consciousness that you're carrying inside that, oh, like the other person is part and parcel of Krishna. So, and this is the service that I'm doing for those people who are carrying in Krishna consciousness. It's very minimal, like, but whenever I try, I see that there is so much like that's coming back. Like out of 365 days, I probably do it for a minute or something. But then I can see like Krishna is giving back so much, even when I just try.
Okay. Your sharing probably is going to help everybody. Last but not least.
I actually wrote quite a few songs as we were going along, but I'll just pick a few that the ones that really touched me. It's the association. I learned how to feel. I recently heard that service, that there's no meaning to service unless there's feeling. And it's only in the association of devotees that finally learn to feel. And finally I can say, okay, I'm trying to be of service because I'm trying to invest my feelings. I was thinking about another point about in a lecture I heard the analogy of the dog and the anatman and the sanatan. And how association gives me security and how that security helps me throughout the day and in interactions. So you were mentioning about the two types of association.
About the which?
The two kinds of association and which is more important.
Yeah.
To the devotees who were sharing on those points. And I was thinking about the association like Vani, through Vani. And for me how it's so helpful because many weeks I spend away from physical association of devotees.
Right.
And how this Vani, this whole system of accountability just keeps me so excited the whole week. Every day so excited to be able to share. Even if it's in a written form with those devotees who are providing me with association either remotely or directly. And another thing I was thinking about for association, it's only in the association I realize how much hope I have in my heart. So it's such an opportunity for purification. It's just initially I couldn't imagine, how spiritual life would be with people. Why does it have to be people? And now I can't imagine it without people. Like how do we go through those stages of devotional service without being with people? I remember hearing a lecture about excitement. We must have something in devotional service that excites us all. Like, for me, my relationship, at least with, definitely my primary relationship with Krishna consciousness, like every day, it's exciting. It excites us all.
When you were just full circle around, when you were in traveling and were closely associating with one another, there was a strong sense of focus and purpose. But we did traveling Sankirtan for a couple of years, and it brings out, just at this last point that she made, our own impurities. Because when you're in close association, it's purification, and purification is, oh, look at that stuff. But that's good. And it's not clandestine or hidden, it's exposed to ourselves, and we can deal with it. And in the association, it provides us the opportunity to address that. Okay. Well, this has been interesting for me, and certainly gives some direction to how I conduct this discussion with this group. me to do a lecture, not this. There's going to be a conference call with 30 people. I don't even know what everybody's voice sounds like, so. Speaking, questions, that kind of format. But that's also association. My comment on the big group and the small, one is for inspiration, a certain kind of inspiration and purification. Another is where we do most of our learning about ourselves and about how to apply Krishna consciousness. They both have their place. But the principle of loving exchange is something, and service is something that we should be thinking when we're in a big group or the one-on-one or small discussions. We're serving one another. We should try to be good association. Good association, we have to become pure. Okay. Have short kirtan.
Can I please ask a question?
Yeah.
So when you're associating, mostly there are either people or your friends who are peers with you, and then there are people who are devotees or more advanced to you. So what should be one's mind frame when first interacting with the two kinds of people, and then also in both the situations try and be a good association for not only people who are almost at the same level, and then also for the people who are much more advanced than you?
Well, there's general instructions, and then it gets very specific, and you know, very, very, very specific and very detailed. But you know, the general is, we worship Krishna. We hear from and serve those who are more advanced. And then there's the peer group. And then those, worship Krishna, make friends with devotees, avoid give association to the innocent and avoid the non-devotees. So the peer group, those more advanced, those on the same level, those less advanced, that's the group of devotees. We make friends with the devotees, we make friends with those who are more advanced, make friends with those who are peers, and make friends with those who are less advanced. And one is serving those, sharing realizations with, and extending oneself in a compassionate way to those who are less experienced. But it's serve, and serve in different moods of service. And for those who are peers, the service is sharing realizations, offering prasad, receiving prasad, offering gifts, receiving gifts, loving exchange. So, one of the formats for that kind of sharing one's mind is just what we just did. Get to know one another a little bit and learn and open our hearts and appreciate. And that's peer association with Krishna Katha at the center. Then there's details. You know, this peer, I recognize their liking is such and such, so I'll not just, we'll hang out together like that, but rather let me serve this way, and that better let me serve that way, and better let me serve it a different way. And so our relationships of friends on a peer level is in terms of service, just like we heard first off. Try to think like that, try to cultivate like that, even with peers. The roommates or the boys at the temple or friends. Service. In what way does the other person like, so how do you serve in that way? I can, you know, as the interactions grow in closeness, then I can understand more about what the other person likes. Let me serve accordingly. As opposed to the materialistic way is, what do I want and how can that person give me what I want? So that's what our relationship is. It's very unsatisfying. It's not friendship, it's business. That's it. To take it to another level or add another dimension in that is, that let me do this service in such a way that I know that Guru and Krishna will be pleased. And that's putting that spiritual dimension right into the center of that exchange. Cultivate that for a lifetime. Let it grow. Okay. Done? Short care time.